The fault. We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
You guys both genuinely believe the election was stolen.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's, you know, if you believe that that's true, that is...
Is that horrible?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know it
is. Horrible.
Is it horrible that we would even be in the situation to even think that?
But it's false.
No, it's not. Why would they have all those ballots hidden under tables? Why did that man drive that truck all the way across state lines?
It wasn't like the ballots under table thing with Giuliani in Georgia. That's all been proven to be false.
It
no?
has not.
No.
I watched it on TV. I saw it on TV. It has to be true. I saw it on TV.
You know what else I saw on TV? I saw a shipwreck this weekend. I saw a shipwreck with a millionaire and his wife and a movie star, a professor, and Marianne. I saw that. So I guess that's real too, huh? That's real too. How did Sesame Street vote? Was that rigged too? I don't know, because I saw it on TV. SpongeBob SquarePants is real, everybody. And we know this because he's on TV. Oh my, all right, let's not compare Fox News to cartoons. Cartoons are at least reality-based. Cartoons try to, you know, reflect real life is what it is. I mean, but this is unbelievable. These are the people that rail at the lamestream media. So it's not that they believe everything they see on TV. It's that they believe everything they see on Fox News. And if it's not crazy enough on Fox News, well, then they have One America News Network, right? I would like to say don't believe anything that you see on TV unless it's coming out of the mouth of Walter Cronkite, but Walter Cronkite isn't saying much these days. So where can you go for the truth? Where can you go, everybody? Where can you go? I just, I don't know. Brett, I have a question for you. If I cut my hair off, like really, really short, would you notice?
I would, Ray. You're funny bringing this up on air. I would.
You know, we've been sitting here together for over an hour, and, you know, Angie just hacked at it. I don't know what the hell was in her, beeswax there, but she got crazy. And she, you know, she spins you around. You can't see in the mirror what she's doing. You can't. You could just see hair falling. And, you know, I'm like, Angie, listen, it was too long. I just got to, like, be, you know, hanging there. So style it up a little. And then, you know, an hour and a half later, she spins you around, and I went, oh, my God.
I actually... I saw it when I came in, and I thought it would look great. And then we immediately got in a very business-like professional conversation, and it derailed my...
Get out of here. You hate it.
Affection for, I think it looks great.
You hate it.
I think it looks amazing. I think it looks great against that shirt, and I think it was a really nice job.
I'm shorn. I have no hair. I have no hair, everybody. I have no hair.
All right. Call in. Let Randy know what you think of her hair.
I have no hair.
It clearly looks really nice. I mean, come on, Randy. You know you look good. Come on.
Angie,
it looks great.
Angie was like, she saw on my face that I really, I was like, wow, whoa, 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 whoa. And so she texted me, and you know what she wrote? She wrote, okay, I should never, she's from Wales. She has an English accent. So it's very funny. But she said, you know, okay, I should not be doing this. I will go sell cheese in Publix. Only because she knows I'm like freaked out. I mean, it was like, whoa, there's no hair back here.
What did Howard say?
Howard likes it, but, you know, what's Howard going to say? I hate it, and then he'll never get any. I mean, what is he going to say? It was the weekend. What was he going to say?
All right, he may say what he's got to say, but by now you can tell when he's full of it or not. So does he actually like it when he said, I like it? Does he actually like it?
I don't know. I mean, I know he likes my cooking. I know that. I know he likes the show. I know that. I know he loves to listen to it. I come home, he goes, that was a great show. Oh, my God, that was. And I know he means the hair thing. I don't know. I don't know. I can't tell. I mean, I don't know.
Give it a few days.
I just wanted to know if I cut my hair off, would you notice? And apparently, no. But I bet you if I moved the furniture around in your studio there, you would notice. I bet if I just put what's on your right on your left, it would freak you out. It would just freak you out.
I noticed.
You just don't like it. Yeah, I get it. It's really stinking short, and it's very flat. It's very flat because there's keratin in it. You know, she has to straighten it to make it. Okay. Anyway, that's it. So I guess this summer, you and me, everybody, will watch my hair grow. We'll watch the flowers, and we'll watch my hair grow. It's going to be a project, and we'll all, you know, you'll call me when my hair grows back, and you'll say, "That's a good length. Leave it like that." So I'm guessing August. August or something like that. Oh, and by the way, you know what else is going to be done in August? You have any idea? The fraudit. You know that stupid freaking audit that's going on in Arizona? You know this is week number 3 to count 2 million ballots. Can you imagine if it really took 3 weeks to count 2 million ballots in this country? The fraudit in Arizona is going into week number 3. Week number 3, everybody. And now they're saying, you know, they've only counted 250,000 ballots or something like that, a very small number. But they're saying that at the rate that they're hand counting, oh, I got something for you in a hand. Yeah, but no, in the rate that they're hand counting, they say they'll be done with the fraudit in August. Can you imagine this? Can you imagine that that's the way that America, and you know, they're fingering the ballots and they have to move where they're counting now. They have to move where they're going, where they are, because the convention center that they're counting in, the video just froze. Do you know that? The convention center that they're counting in has all these high school graduations scheduled for, I guess, on the 15th or the 14th of May. And so the fraudit has to move. They have to leave the convention. Thank you. They have to leave the convention center, the Veterans Memorial Coliseum. I keep calling it convention center. People in Phoenix or, you know, Maricopa County get very aggravated with me. But I know where it is. But anyway, they have to move where they're counting. And they have to put the ballots in some sort of a storage on May 14th because there's graduations scheduled for that date and they don't know where they're going to move the ballots to yet. They have no idea. Don't type. They have no idea where they're moving the ballots to. And I will tell you that some of the Republican Senate members, the state legislature, that voted for this fraudit are actually saying, quote, "It makes us look like idiots." That's State Senator Paul Boyer. He is a Republican from suburban Phoenix. He voted for the fraudit. And on Friday, he said, "This is making us look like idiots." Yes, it is. He said, "Looking back, I didn't think it would be this ridiculous. It's embarrassing to be a state senator at this point." Oh! Yay! Yay. But you know, the big lie was concocted, you know, by Sidney Powell and by a guy who owns a company, you know, that this guy ran for office and he did not succeed in winning his office. And he's got an MBA from Harvard, so he decided that he was going to start this crazy ballot company. And he's the one that started with the big lie, and Donald Trump was so desperate to not believe he lost that he started listening to anybody that would step up to the microphone to tell him that there's, you know, some question around the ballots, there's some question around voting, there's some questions around machines and flipping and, you know. And Sidney Powell also, who relied on some woman who's just been fined $25,000 for claiming she has a MD, a PhD, an MBA, and all kinds of other credentials that she doesn't have. So all of this is just desperation. It was all desperation. But you know why? You know why Kevin McCarthy and all that? You know why they're purging Liz Cheney and all that? Which, by the way, that'll happen on Wednesday. I don't even know if they're going to be able to succeed on purging Liz Cheney, because what you may not realize is you need 2/3 of the Republican caucus to remove her, because it's not that they say she objects to the big lie. It's that she won't shut up about it. Right? She wants them to do what Mitch McConnell did and what Kevin McCarthy did. It's the president's fault that we had an insurrection. Now let's pay no attention to it.